Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Going to visit with the director of NDON, my friend Daryl Richeson. Daryl, you thought I was hosting today because I called you. I could call you and talk some Star Wars. Are you excited for Mandalorian? I didn't even see when that's starting. I bet you've been watching that too, right? You're a Star Wars guy.
Well, it's so funny. I told my daughter just last evening that I said, you know, we need to watch those first two seasons again. We haven't watched them in a while.
Oh, they're so good. Disney Plus, if you haven't seen them, you're a Star Wars fan. Mandalorian is the real deal. So it's got to be starting here pretty soon, though, because I thought it usually started in October. I'm pretty excited to see what happens.
It was going to be, last I'd heard, it was a little bit delayed. It was expected to come later. Okay. This time than it did last two seasons.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's talk some weather. I guess the Weather Service now officially is saying we've got a La Nina, a second one coming. But I want to get your perspective. So when we think about La Nina, does that mean we get a repeat of last year? Because I don't think that's going to happen.
Probably not. No. You know, I always remind people that El Niños, the opposite, the warm phase, has a little bit more statistical basis behind doing a certain winter forecast than La Nina. La Nina is a little bit better than a coin toss. But not by as much as El Nino. Plus, it's also with both cases, it's not that there is one. Where is it exactly located is the issue. You know, last year's, you know, just where it was centered didn't necessarily favor a cold, snowy winter. You know, this year where it's centered, you know, this year might feel a little bit more like a La Nina that most people anticipate than they did last year. But again, there's always factors involved. And as again, one of the things, I'm giving a talk tomorrow and I will say this, X does not equal Y in weather. One thing does not cause another thing. One thing might be the biggest factor, but it's not the only cause. So there's always other variables than just the La Nina in place that you have to take in consideration when you make long-term forecasting.
I heard somebody describe it, and I can't remember what weather person it was, but they said, well, it comes in different flavors. Is that kind of what you're saying to a degree when you have a La Nina or La Nino, that there's also different types?
Yeah, I mean, there's different types, but it's also, you know, La Nina is the cooling of the Pacific Ocean. Where is that coolest pocket located? Is it located closer to South America? Is it centered more in the, say, in the center of the Pacific Ocean? Same thing with El Nino. Where is that would be warming of the equatorial Pacific? Where is that warming centered? And I think I've even used that phrase, flavors, before, but I know others have used that too. But it does describe that those differences quite well. That, I mean, that's really, to me, a good term to use.
Okay. Well, give me your perspective, Daryl. What are you thinking this winter is going to be like? It seems like we're cruising well into summer, into the fall here. The temperatures are warm, and we're, I don't know how many records we actually set, but it was quite warm here for a while. And then all of a sudden, the switch flipped, and we got a lot of snow out in western North Dakota. I doubt it stuck around. I haven't been out way western North Dakota. Fortunately, we didn't get our usual blizzard that we had seen in recent years in October, but all of a sudden now we're looking at frost this week. I'm guessing it's going to be a hard freeze Thursday, Friday. Is winter on our doorstep? And then what do you think, maybe just a few thoughts here in 5 minutes, what do you think this winter is going to be like?
Well, I don't think winter's on our doorstep because, yeah, we're going to get a probably hard freeze. You know, how cold will in some ways depend, you know, when the clouds go away and stuff. But most areas have had a freeze so far. Fargo has not, and there's a few other places that have not as well. Everyone should in the next couple of days. But actually, I think we'll see more above average than below average days the rest of the month. So it's still after this little cold snap. It will warm up a little bit, and I think that will perhaps go into very early November. Again, don't expect, you know, to way below average now to continue for a while. In other words, you know, the easy answer for the winter, Eric, is it's going to be colder and snowier than last winter because it can't be warmer and less snowy than last winter. I mean,
it'd be pretty hard-pressed to be that.
It'd be pretty hard-pressed to do that. But I just, you know, in a number of interviews I've done, I just thought it was just going to be not a horrible winter, but it's going to feel bad because of how good last year was. You know, a lot of people remember the 2 weeks last year and have completely forgot the rest of the winter, how nice it was last year. But I was thinking maybe we'd be, you know, in that, you know, 50, 60 inches of snow, which are maybe, if we get the wrong snowstorm, maybe a smidge higher than that. which would be average or a little bit above. Our average winter temperature for December, January, and February, those 3 months, is about 12 degrees in Fargo. I was thinking we might finish those 3 months in that 10 to 12 range, so it'll be a little bit on the cold side. But again, considering what we had last year, if that scenario was even reasonably close, it would probably feel like a harsh winter, when in the reality is, you know, I would just call it a good old-fashioned, say, normal North Dakota, Minnesota winter. But I think it's going to be distinctly different, and I don't think we're going to be anywhere near as dry as we were last winter. I think this little phase we're in now in the last 6 weeks, where we've had a number of precipitation events, I think that type of pattern is going to last as we go through the winter.
I think we're getting close to replenishing moisture, but I just wanted to get your opinion, and it really depends on where you live and what clouds went over your field and your property. But with the amount of rain that we have gotten now in September and into October, what is your opinion as far as replenishing the moisture that we didn't get this summer? Do you think we've caught up to get us set for spring?
Oh, most definitely. The thing is, you that whole concept of catching up is just really wrong to think that way. Are we still dry through this point of the season? Yeah. Does anyone, raise your hand, want 3 inches of more rain before we go into winter? No. Because we're already saturated. If we have a bad winter, we're already set up for a flood next spring, because the ground's pretty much saturated at this point. So this whole thought of, well, we need to catch up, you never do. If I go back the last 100 years, we're 100 inches below average. And so, you know, that, to me, that whole concept is wrong. We are set up really well for 2022 now. More moisture is coming. Again, you just don't want to be oversaturated in the fall leading into a winter. 88, very, very dry year. We had a horrible flood in 1989, the spring after, and then it was dry again in 89. Things change pretty quickly around here. So, I mean, we're in a really good position right now. Everything's pretty much saturated again, with the exception of far northwestern North Dakota. Soil moisture is, to me, and I have a lot of stations with soil moisture probes, we're actually doing very well for the time of year.
All right, about 30 seconds. This speech you're giving tomorrow, is this something we can come watch, or is this a private thing?
Oh, I'm speaking to the Red River Valley Water Supply Project conference tomorrow. I will be speaking more times than I can count this upcoming winter on similar topics. Every talk's a little bit different, but there's opportunities out there. And you can always, you know, email me or something if you're interested, and I can give you a rough guide to some of my schedules. Free up. I think there was a conference fee for this one, if I remember right.
Okay. Parting thoughts again, this winter looks like a normal winter. Snow and things like average.
Yeah, much more snow and much more cold. And if you're a snowmobiler, you just might be able to use it this year. Last year.
Very good. Joe Richeson, thank you very much. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
It's always a pleasure.
Not a problem. Thanks, Daryl. Director of NDON. More Farm Talk straight ahead.